This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Krause, the sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. And Steve, the high school football season practice schedules began last Friday. Teams are practicing. I talked with one of the ADs today, and they've got the scrimmages coming up. So those are all happening very fast. So things are really coming together for high school football here in these days ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's time. You know, the summer has been not the best in terms of weather, at least not to me, and it's dragged on. And I think this happens sometimes, you know, and this is one of those years where I think the summer's just really dragged on. All of our teams in Little League and Babe Ruth were out early. We've pretty much had the whole month of August of not a whole lot going on. So I think that it's coming at the right time and gives us a few things to talk about and mull over. And the Celtics helped us out last night with that trade, because that's certainly something to talk about.
I know you're thinking of it from a sports news point of view, but let me speak for all of the kids K through 12 that are. I'm rooting for another week of summer, but apparently that's not going to happen. But anyways, we have some photos up on this post, by the way, of the construction going on over at St. John's Prep, your alma mater, and I guess some thoughts from you on that complex, which is going to be ready to go at the first of early September.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I went there, and I got out in 1971. I think there were a couple of pterodactyls flying over the field on my graduation day. But, no, it's just changed so radically in the course of 40-whatever-it-is years. It's 46. Ooh. And it does absolutely right now. That campus looks like a small college. It looks like a Division III college, and that athletic center down there is about as big a structure as I've seen that they've put on that campus. It's huge, and it is impressive looking. It's going to have a new gym, a new swimming pool. They have their own pool. I mean, how many schools you know have their own pool? High schools. So they should never lose a swim meet again or a water polo match. It's amazing what they've been able to do. And they put new carpet on the football field. That's all going to get redone. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be the place to see a game this fall. I can't imagine that it's going to be empty very often. Now that they've put that surface on it, the soccer team will get to play there too, and that's going to be quite in demand, that field.
No, absolutely. And we did a feature earlier this week on how the Swampscott Field, a couple of them this summer, on how the Swampscott Field's coming around. Great transformation there, and they got the new press box up. The stands are up. I guess the prep still needs to put those stands up, but I think they're working on that as we speak. As far as the teams themselves, a new coach over at Classical High School starting the 2017 season in Brian Vaughn, former English player.
Very good hire by Classical. You always feel bad when it doesn't work out for a coach. I feel bad for Tim Phelps. You know, he's a good guy. But it didn't work out for whatever reason. And now they get Brian Vaughn. And Brian Vaughn has had the luxury of being able to Well, we like to think of ourselves as the center of the universe in Lynn. So he's had a couple of off-Broadway tryouts, you know, with Pope John and some of the Boston schools. And he's coming back home to Lynn, and this is what he's always wanted. His track record, wherever he's gone, has been great coaching. He's turned programs around at, you know, at Pope John. He kind of did the same at South Boston. So we'll see. I think he's going to do a good job here, too.
And, of course, Manning Field, the home to Classical, English, Lynn Tech, St. Mary's, and this year a fifth Lynn High School football team. The Kipp Academy, the charter school, is starting a football program this year.
The Kipp Panthers. We're going to have some Thursday night football at Manning Field. We're going to give the NFL some competition. And the other, it's going to be interesting because they're going to be in the same league as Tech, the Commonwealth Conference. You know, they have some Mystic Valley, and they have Tech, you know. And be some good games. They're going to probably have their growing pains, just like anybody would, but they're a welcome addition to the fold.
Tell me about the item now as far as football plans and covering high school football and so on. What comes up for you? I mean, oh, you guys really start cranking out the stories soon here.
Well, we're going to probably have our football preview section the 7th of September. That's the target date. And we're going to have a few extra teams featured because we've kind of taken over coverage of Malden and Medford in the absence of the paper there. And that encompasses four new schools, all beginning with M. Malden, Malden Catholic, Medford, and Mystic Valley. Say that 10 times fast. And then we have KIPP. So where we were covering 17 schools before, it's up to 22. You know, so it's going to be a challenge for us, and we're just going to do what we can to make it good.
Steve, anything else you want to share with us about any? Of course, we've talked high school football, but the other spring sport, other fall sports rather, their practices start on Thursday, so tomorrow. So, any other thoughts on the high school football season or the things happening coming up?
Well, the only thing football with me is that you have now 8 divisions, and like I said, we had 22 teams that we're following, some obviously more than others, but 22 teams over 8 divisions, I just don't see it. I wish they streamline these. They want to keep everybody happy, and you just can't. You know, every time you try to keep this group over here happy, that group over there is not happy. So it's a losing battle when you try that. Just come up with something that makes sense. And if people don't like it, that's just the way it's going to have to be. But otherwise, I'm just looking forward to it. Like I said before, it's come at the right time this year. Things are dragging a little bit.
Well, they weren't dragging in the Boston sports scene in the last 24 hours. I see you're wearing a green shirt here. Is that in honor of the Celtics trade and the Celtics making some news here?
Well, probably the only clean shirt I had left. But no, it's funny. I didn't like the idea of it until it happened. And then all of a sudden said to myself, well, Kyrie Irving is now a Celtic, which is pretty good. The only thing I dislike about it, well, I don't like the fact that they had to give up the draft pick, but, you know, Brooklyn could surprise everybody this year, too, and do well. But the only I feel bad for is Isaiah Thomas because, you know, he was a good player, he was a good guy, you know, and he certainly brought a little bit of electricity to that team. And I think the only consolation is I think we have a better player. But what I wonder whether we have a better person to get people excited and into the game. I think what made him so valuable to the Celtics is he was so good at getting the crowd into the game. And I hope that they have somebody who can do that because it gave them quite a home court advantage last year.
All right. Well, Steve, always good chatting with you, and we'll be in touch very soon, I'm sure.
All right, Bill. Happy footballing.
There you go. Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.